To get just 1 terabyte of cloud storage, you're probably going to pay in the region of $120 per year every year. Now, there is another way where you can get access to large amounts of storage from anywhere in the world without paying a monthly subscription fee.
How? By using an advanced network attached storage device, NAS, like the Ugreen NAS DH4300+. Today we'll look at this NAS, see what it can do, what's inside, and why it could be worth adding to your home lab.
First of all, thanks to Ugreen for sponsoring this video.
A NAS makes storage available to your local network. Any PC, any laptop, any smartphone can access it to store or view pictures, videos, and documents, etc. Plus, if you choose, you can set up the NAS to allow you to access it from anywhere in the world. Don't worry, it's password protected. Let's have a look at the hardware. You can put in up to 4 SATA hard drives, and there are 4 SATA bays for those. At the heart of it, there's the Rockchip RK3588C, which is an octa-core CPU. The processor includes a NPU capable of around 6 TOPS. This helps with things like AI photo recognition and object detection, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. You get 8 gigabytes of RAM, 2.5 gigabit Ethernet, and USB 3.2 ports, both USB-C and USB-A type. Now, talking of those drive bays, the drives load vertically from the top under a magnetic removable top panel instead of in the front. That makes this quite a unique NAS design. And with all of those drives in and powered up, the Ugreen NAS DH4300+ consumes nearly 23 watts. But that goes down to just 7.2 watts when the drives are idle. That number can reach nearly 30 watts when the drives are busy and the CPU is pushed to 100% load. With 4 drive bays, you have the option of up to 120 terabytes of storage, 4 times 30 terabyte drives, which gives you the flexibility for safety, and by that I mean redundancy, and of course capacity. The best idea is to use drives of equal size. There are lots of redundancy options, including RAID 1, RAID 5, RAID 6, and RAID 10. With RAID, you get better performance, plus the safety of redundancy, which means if a drive fails, in fact, even 2 drives in the case of RAID 6, your data remains intact. Once your drives are installed and initialized, they can be shared on the network, which leads us to talk a bit about the OS. Now, there are several different ways to connect to the NAS. I'm going to use the web interface here, and I'll talk about the other method in a moment. When you do first use the device, there's a very handy kind of onboarding process where it takes you through all the steps like defining your username and password, configuring the hard drives. And once that's up and running, basically your NAS is ready and available to work for you. So here we can see the desktop. It's very familiar to kind of a Windows or Mac OS or Linux desktop. You kind of got icons on the desktop. Up here in the top left hand corner, you can go to your different apps. Up here in the top right hand corner, there's kind of a taskbar with, you know, different things you can click on to bring up about, for example, the performance of the machine. You can kind of get your notifications. You can look at your user account. And as I said, if you go here to apps, you've basically got your standard apps like files to see what files you've got on it. Control panel allows you to define everything you to do with the administration of the device, the network, the devices, the file services, the shut down and start up. I love these features. You can shut it down every night and you know, that just saves you running all night long, for example. Updating to new versions of the software, all that kind of stuff. There's a dedicated place where you can look at the different hardware. And as you can see here, I've got those 4 hard drives in here. Okay, and they are together in a storage pool that's RAID 10. So that's absolutely great. And it's running normally. There's no errors, of course, as you'd expect on it. And there you can see all 4 hard drives. You get access to everything you absolutely need to run this. And there is an App Center, which I will talk about in a little while more, which allows you to install so many different things here. So think of it almost like a desktop OS, but it's not. It's tuned and specific for the network attached storage, but really easy to get into and very familiar. The N in NAS stands for network. And Ugreen has a great feature which makes accessing the unit very easy. Each user, and there'll of course only be one when you first sign up for it, gets a personal folder which can be accessed from Windows, Mac OS, Linux, from your smartphone, and from tablets. You just connect to the Windows Share with your username and password, and your personal folder on the NAS becomes available. Each user, if you add more users to the NAS, automatically get their own personal folder and they access it using their own username and password. Earlier, I mentioned the NPU of the processor. The NPU allows this NAS to perform AI tasks locally. This includes local AI photo management. Nothing gets pushed up to the cloud here. Nothing gets sent to third parties, all local. The built-in AI photo management includes facial recognition and scene detection for organizing your photos. Everything is on device, so photos remain private and nothing is sent up to the cloud. There is also an app center where you can add new apps and services to your NAS, including an office suite, Jellyfin for streaming home media, Home Assistant, Docker, and more. A NAS has many roles, but one key role is backup. With the Ugreen Sync and Backup app, you can synchronize and backup your data from your PC directly to the NAS. Now, if you already have data up in the cloud, no worries, because if you go to the App Center, you'll see this one here called Cloud Drives. And this is basically an app that allows you to connect to the stuff you've already got in the cloud and even create data sync tasks between your NAS and the cloud storage. As well as the web interface, the DH4300 Plus can be used from an app. There are apps for Windows, macOS, Android, iOS, and even Android TV for controlling and managing your Ugreen NAS. It's particularly useful on a smartphone, and features like NFC allow device registration and binding in one smooth step. And here is the Windows version, and as you can tell, it's almost identical to what you get in the web version, but this is a native app running on Windows, and again, you get access to all the same things. So, you know, whether you're using the web, whether you're using Windows, whether you're using macOS, whether you're using Android, whatever, you've got full access to your network attached storage. So with the combination of 2.5 gigabit Ethernet and multiple drives in a RAID setup, the DH4300 Plus is fast. You can copy a 2 gigabyte file from your PC to your NAS in, what do you think, in under 8 seconds. So how long do you think it would take to copy a 2 gigabyte file up to cloud storage? Well, I tell you what, it's not 8 seconds. In fact, I'm not going to wait for the whole time to finish. It's 40 seconds. That's 5 times slower. So I've done some more in-depth testing. And the thing to remember, of course, before I give you the results, is that testing does depend not only on the hard drives in the network attached storage, the configuration, whether that's RAID 5, whether that's RAID 10, and so on, but also the device that you're using in the testing. How fast is the SSD inside of that laptop or that PC, and so on. But these are the test results I've found for optimum conditions. So sequential read of a 2 gigabyte file gives you a speed of 285 megabytes per second. Sequential write, again, of a 2 gigabyte file gives you a speed of 250 megabytes per second. Now, when you go to random read and write, that means lots of smaller individual files, some only a few K in size. So for random read, that gives you a speed of 157 megabytes per second. And for random write, you're going to see 180 megabytes per second. So as you can see, particularly for sequential read and write, you're going to get the maximum you can get over a 2.5 gigabit Ethernet connection. So basically, the NAS can keep up with your network. So to help you to escape the dependency on cloud services, the dependency of keeping your data on someone else's servers, this Ugreen NAS is a good option. So you get built-in redundancy from drive failure with using things like RAID, and you also get a whole bunch of different applications where you can get access to your documents and your photos and your videos over Windows Shares or using a streaming application like Jellyfin. On top of that, you've got local AI features. Again, I wanted to underline the word local there. So if you're interested, do check out the link in the description below where you can get 20% off with the World Backup Day discount. Okay, that's it. My name is Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. I'll see you in the next one.